Oh, we heard about this in the news yesterday. Are we going to see a horizontal launch site for low-orbit satellites in Michigan? Maybe. The Oscoda-Wurtsmith Airport, former Air Force base, has been selected as the best spot in Michigan for such a site. Gavin Brown is the executive director of the Michigan Aerospace Manufacturers Association and joins us to talk a little bit more about this. Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, kind sir. How is your day going?
So far, so good. I want to talk a little bit about this project. Why Wurtsmith, first off?
Well, we've been conducting a feasibility study that for the past 8 months has looked at numerous sites throughout the state. And it was independently scored by a firm we utilized called Kimley Horn under 52 different dynamic analyses. And they scored each individual site, and Oscoda-Wurtsmith actually came out as the top of the rankings.
Explain what sort of launches would be done there. What would be the function of it if this all goes through?
Well, horizontal is different than the vertical. So horizontal basically utilizes a mothership to carry another vehicle to a certain height, and then it's released and from the upper atmosphere then launched into space. So unlike the vertical that you see at Cape Canaveral with the rockets launching, this is much different in that it's utilizing a ship to actually carry it up into the atmosphere as opposed to launching it from the ground.
All right. There is concern about PFAS contamination there. Is that going to be an impact on this?
Part of what we have to do with the FAA is to do a feasibility and environmental analysis as part of that. So we will be looking at all those issues that we have to address, and that's in our next step. So at this point, I'm going to leave it to the experts to let us know to the degree of anything that environmentally that we should be looking at.
This would be something new for Michigan. What do you suppose would be the overall impact on our economy here in this state with something like this?
If you look at the other space states like California, Texas, Alabama, Florida, all of those good states, Virginia, the impact will dramatically add and complement our manufacturing, engineering, and technical industries. So I would think that you're going to look at a billion-dollar industry coming to and adding to the state Michigan's economy.
How hard is it to break into that field? You mentioned the space states. They're already recognized as such. How hard would it be for Michigan to break into that industry?
I look at it as something that we have to dedicate ourselves to being part both in the commercial world growth as well as the DOD. And if you look at this, we are poised to be working at the speed of business so that it's not something that's so far in the future that none of us get to touch or be impacted by. I'm looking at this coming to the state and positively contributing to the state's economy by 2022.
That's soon.
That is how dramatic the impact can be, but we have a lot of work ahead of us. And so we're going to be, as I share, working at the speed of business to bring this, first of all, the opportunity forward through the licensing process. But secondarily, we are going to be utilizing our assets in the state. And that first starts with the people, the great minds that we have here, the talent, along with the hard assets to show why space should be coming to the state of Michigan.
And it sounds like there's a strong future for horizontal launch. It sounds like this is going to, the demand for these kind of sites is only going to be increasing. Is that right?
It will be. So when you look at our timing coming into the space industry, 2022, it correlates with the dramatic uptick in the technology being utilized. One form of that and a growing form of that being horizontal.
You mentioned the talent. Do we have the talent in place here in Michigan to handle something like this?
We absolutely do. When you look at workforce development, we have people that know how to assemble, how to engineer, how to put things together. So it's taking that rich history of that knowledge and applying another industry to that so that we can complement the automotive, but also look at the automotive autonomous vehicle cars coming out. Our focus on space and LEO, those satellites, will also complement that growth in the automotive autonomous world.
You alluded to this, but just remind me, what are the next steps now, now that Oscoda has been identified as the best spot in Michigan for horizontal launch? What are the next steps to be taken?
The next step is to work with the local communities and those there at Wordsmith and the surrounding cities to help them understand what we're doing, to listen to their concerns, but to move the licensing process forward at a pace that's consistent with the nature of business so that we're not doing starts and stops and making this a 5 to 10 year program. It's working with those folks to help them understand the reason we're working so fast is so that the opportunity coincides with the business growth. So we're going to be engaging folks on that licensing process with the FAA immediately.
It's exciting stuff. We will be eagerly watching the progress, see what happens. Gavin, we appreciate the information and your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me this time to share with you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.